this party's awesome, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Yo, dude, I got some scotch. You want to drink some scotch before the party?
Yeah,
yeah, all right.
Yeah, let's do it,
drink
bro.
Drink as much as you can because you want to hide it before anybody else sees it, okay, bro? All right, bro. I'm going to take your pants off, okay, bro?
Wait, what?
Bro, this is going to be awesome,
no,
bro.
No, 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 dude. Don't take my pants off.
All right, dude. Go lay down on the bed.
No, 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 bro. I'm not going to lay down on the bed.
Bro, go lay down. Yo, this is going to be awesome, yo. Just remember. There you go, bro. All right, cool. Lay down on the bed.
No, 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 dude. What are you...
All right, bro. Yo, this is going to be sweet, all right? Wish me luck.
No, bro. Bro, go. Bro, stop.
It's a type of rape that's gone overlooked for decades, and it's risen 44% in the last year. I'm talking, of course, about bro rape. What is a bro? A bro's an 18 to 24-year-old male who wears Birkenstock sandals, watches Family Guy, plays Ultimate Frisbee, and wears an upside-down visor or a baseball cap with a pre-frayed brim. You know, a bro. For every suburban house party, four bros will be raped, and only one in seven bros will tell their boys what happened the next day. As a result, most bro rapes go unreported.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Monday, November 24th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And I'm Matt.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 116 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 8 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I am all right.
All right.
So you guys might be thinking to yourself, is it Friday? Because I believe that's the Friday guest Matt
but
speaking.
But it's not.
But it's not. It is the Friday Matt.
It's me, but it's not me on Friday.
It's not Friday.
No.
So, first of all, thank you guys so much for checking out the Monday night show. We have a pretty good show, I'd like to say, for you guys tonight. If you are listening live, jamhole.com/chats, where people are hanging out at, and the jamhole.com/feedback is where you will type shit that we might possibly read on the show. So, it's my mistake, I guess, for this happening. You know, Braden's been doing this show with me ever since, what, episode 5 or something, way back when, back before your brother was doing the show
really?
With me. And, you know, he's 18, he's young, and he hasn't really had a job yet, obviously, because his dad killed himself, and he gets money from that, so...
Huh.
I mean, why work when
what
the government...
What a lazy bastard.
I know, right? Why work when you're getting a paycheck from the government?
Well, what? How the fuck did he get a check if his dad killed himself? Is his dad a government?
No, I don't think so. It's just that's how you get Social Security if you have a mom and your dad kills himself or something. I don't know exactly
how
it works.
If my fucking dad died overseas, I mean, yeah, I'd never have to... I'd be set, but I'm not crossing my fingers for it.
Right, we're not like cutting brake lines or anything.
No,
not yet, right?
I don't know. I'm going to rack up another year, see how much he gets.
I know.
He's been over there 6 fucking years, and I think he's coming back the 20th. I think he's going over there for one more journey. That's after. I think he's just over there. He wasn't supposed to leave, but I think he's over there now because him and my mom want to build their house. So
in Iraq?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in Iraq. Off on the mountain range where there's no bombs.
Nice.
No, over, I think they run and moved to Missouri.
Oh, Missouri.
Yeah, Missouri. Apparently. God told my mom it's the promised land, and she asked me if I wanted to go, and I respectfully declined because I don't want to get on the spaceship.
At least she didn't have to like wander around the fucking desert for 40 years like the other
Moses.
Chosen,
yeah.
The other promised land. So yeah, so Braden was needing a job and shit, and for him, he doesn't have a car, he's living at his mom's house, and that's understandable when you're that young. The thing is, it's hard now because he does this show 3 days a week, you know, usually at 8 o'clock. It's hard for him to find a job that'll work around those hours and work around the hours of his mom so that he can use the car and shit. So I got him a job at the new Italian restaurant that they opened up, the people from Anna's Pizza, where I work at on Saturdays, knowing that, hey, he has this schedule he needs to work around, and they were like, totally, okay, that's understandable. We know you guys put a lot of work into this show. will work around his schedule. And that kind of, he started working Saturday for like a little test run. They had like 50 people go in there, fed them all for free just to see how everything would work. You know, it's to see how many people the waitresses could handle, how all of the equipment was going to work, all that shit. So then he gets back and he's like, well, I have to work Monday. I'm like, okay, what time? He's like, 5:30 till midnight. And I'm like, cool, dude, cool. Is there nothing else that you're supposed to be doing Friday at 8 p.m. Montana time? So long story short, we're kind of effed. So Matt was kind enough to step in for Braden tonight.
Well, you call me and I like got this message and it's like, Matt.
I was like in tears and shit. Like, Matt, I need you, Matt. Oh, fuck.
What was funny though is because she, Candace is on the other line looking through some places to see where I can get hired on at because fuck Mike Farland because he made me.
Because you don't have a job.
I don't have
now.
A job, so now I'm taking over Braden's spot by being the lazy bastard, but I don't get money for it. It sucks. But no, like, we didn't even hear my phone ring or my. What is it where it switches off?
Vibrate?
No, where I have a call waiting, my call waiting didn't work. I think when I'm on hold on somebody else, my call waiting don't work.
Of course.
I mean, yeah, so like we get this, I hear my message thing, wah, I hear my message thing, and I'm like, the fuck, dude, and I hear Matt, oh, I need you.
I need you I so need bad. You. I need you.
And then you're talking about going to dinner, and I was like, fuck. And then I thought I was going to go to the movie with my girlfriend and her aunt. But no, her aunt was like, you guys got to go see this movie called Fireproof. You guys go see it tonight, and I'll quiz you on it tomorrow. And I was like, well, I don't really want to go see that
fucking
movie.
Can I just Google it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to do, honestly, is come over here and see if we could fucking rip some of it down. Because
we rip it down over here.
See if I could get like a fucking trailer teaser or something like that. Be like, oh, yeah, I watched it. I thought it was a great one. This part happened and this part happened. And just bullshit.
What I would have done, I would have been like, yeah, you know, I went to watch it and I just, it was so awful. I just totally fell asleep. Sorry.
That's what we're going to tell her.
Who the fuck is like, you have to go see this movie and I'm going to quiz you on it? Like, what grade are we in? Really?
I don't know, dude. My girlfriend's aunt's kind of, you know, big old Christian lady.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Well, her husband, John, was running for one of the school districts but didn't win. Gave a pretty good run, I guess, but she's just whatever. They're kind of yuppie rich folk and, you know, Candace has got some rich family, but she don't get no money.
Do they know about the jamhole.com/donate?
Well, I don't think they would donate anything to a show that bashes on what they believe in.
Oh, well, tell them it's for Jesus then.
Yeah, it's for the second coming of Jesus.
Shit,
we
I mean,
need
if,
money.
If you're going to pay, if you're going to pay me, I'll believe in whatever. I give a fuck. As long as the check clears, whatever.
As long as the check clears. I don't know, but she wants to go see it, so I guess we're going to go see it Wednesday. But hopefully you'll call me Wednesday so I can get out of it.
Right on. Well, and that's the thing. So as far as we know, we're just going to take it day by day or Monday by Wednesday by Friday pretty much because he doesn't really have a set schedule yet. He just knows because it's the first couple weeks they're opening for, he's probably going to be busy.
What's he doing?
He's like prep cooking and making tossing
well,
salads.
It was kind of funny because Chris said something about he might need a prep cook.
Yeah, I don't know. They're still going through it all.
Well,
so.
I mean, like, hell, has Braden ever worked in a restaurant before?
No, dude, that's his first job ever.
Are you fucking kidding me? It's his first job ever, dude. I was a cook at 14 years old in New York.
Well, your dad didn't kill himself, and you didn't get a paycheck from the government
every
month.
I don't even give a shit if my dad killed himself and got a paycheck. I'd still be doing something while I'm doing nothing.
You'd be spending that paycheck.
Well,
that's what I'd be doing.
That, well, you know, it's always good is you find a job where you work part-time throughout the week. You get that job, but you got the other little cash to help out just because you get money off your dad's fucking stupidity. doesn't mean that.
I give up.
You know, I give up. I don't have to work. My dad killed himself, so I don't have to work. I mean, I don't know if that's Braden's mentality on it, that or just he never really tried to get a job.
Yeah, I don't think he ever did. I don't know. Maybe we'll next time he's on our show,
he's gonna hear this
him.
Show and just be pissed.
Fuck it, dude. And I understand he does need a job and he needs to make money, and that's fine. That's my bad for having somebody in that position to do this show and not be able to have that slice of time open to get a job. But what am I going to do?
It's 3 days a week, man.
Yeah, I know. So, I don't know. And as you know, it's fucking hard as fuck to find a job anyways.
Well, now it is because our economy is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, Paulo says, donate and support Matt's drug habit. Donate.
What, Matt?
Me, probably. Oh, because the last episode I was talking about how, you know, I was clean for a long time. And then I got not so clean again. My experiment, as I like to call it, because the medicine I'm on says you're not supposed to be able to get high while you're taking it. And I'm like, well, really? Let's find out. Suboxone.
What is that for?
It's for the withdrawals and shit. It's pretty much a replacement for the oxy and the Dilaudid.
Yeah, you're on opiates, right?
Yeah.
So is it a synthetic opiate?
Yeah, basically. But it has another medication in it called naloxone, and that blocks the opiate receptor so you don't get too much. Huh. And supposedly, it's supposed to make it to where you can't get high. So I put it to the test, and it turns out that, wow, you actually can get high.
What, did you do some oxys?
No, I did some Dilaudid for about 3 or 4 months. But I'm seriously, this time, like, I did it. And
that was a pretty long experiment, wasn't it?
Hey,
bud?
I'm a go-getter. I don't fuck around and do
data,
shit.
I needed fucking hypotheses. I needed everything.
That's right,
I was
dude.
Doing this for the fucking sake of science.
And I'm not even in college. That's my dedication to this shit. But no, so I did it, and I got it out of my system. And since, what was it, like... 3 days before that show, I haven't done it, and I'm done with it again. Believe it or not, I give a fuck. I know that I'm good, so
That's kind of weird, because when they had me on methadone, when I started doing my withdrawals from heroin, dude, and like...
That is some shit.
Methadone, I'll tell you what, dude.
I came off of methadone before they could put me on the Suboxone.
Really?
Because methadone stays in your system for so long. They were saying, I don't even know if this is true now, because apparently nothing that the doctor has told me is true about this shit. But supposedly, if they put you on the Suboxone while there's still methadone in your system, the naloxone will wipe out any methadone in your system, and you'll go into instant withdrawals, and you will be so fucking sick.
See, that's...
So they strung me along with a script of oxys while I'm trying to get the methadone out of my system, and after about a month of getting oxys from the fucking doctor, he's like,
we're
okay.
Taking it away.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I still don't think it's out of my system. Can we do another couple weeks? And he's like, okay, you know.
Are
and
you
I'm like,
serious?
Wow, dude, wow. I wanted them, obviously, because
well,
I'm a fucking
you're addicted to fucking oxys. Well, yeah, I mean, I've done oxys. I tell you what, man, they make you...
It is an addictive.
It kind of feels like a heroin-type base.
Well,
but
it
like,
is. It's synthetic.
Well, see, but that's, well, that's what it is. It's like you got methadone, oxys, I think Percodone, and...
Well, it's all the two... It's all the same base ingredients. There's hydrocodone, there's oxycodone, and then there's hydromorphone, which is Dilaudid, which is what I was doing. And that's, like, the most potent of the batch.
Well, yeah. See, when it hits
your brain, it all gets turned into the same thing when it crosses the brain-blood barrier and goes into your opiate receptors. So it's all basically the same thing.
I don't know how all that works. I just knew that when I was going through withdrawals of heroin, they were like, when I went to rehab in New York, they were like, well, here... Take these. What are these? These are methadone. What's that? Synthetic heroin.
Yeah.
It's fucking sweet.
But you can't shoot them or snort them, supposedly. Yeah, well, please keep going. Yeah. God, I hate that.
It's almost over, man. My sciences are almost cleared up, dude. Oh, I was so bad there for a month. I figured out what happened.
Oh, please.
Oh, well, apparently when I was sleeping, the dust mites that are in your bed, when they crawl up in your sinus cavity, they'll go in there, they lay down, they die, and they give off this bacteria that infects your sinus cavities. They go in there, and they make you drain, and it just drains and drains, and it lasts for a month, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it but let it drain. So for the last month, this fucking bacteria that's been in my nose has been killing off whatever keeps your sinuses open, and it just closed it off, and my sinuses just fucking were draining and draining and draining.
Nice.
And I know some of those, and like that's what got me sick those nights when I couldn't come in because I couldn't talk, I couldn't. Fuck, God, it sucked.
It's amazing. Yeah. So on my way, my grandpa and grandma came into town today from California. They're getting old. They're getting like up in their 80s and shit. And I haven't seen them for quite a while. So, you know, they come up to Montana to visit once in a great while. So they got into town today and we went to Famous Dave's for dinner and shit. So it's me, my brother, my grandma and grandpa, and then my mom and my stepdad all just at this fucking table just being loud as fuck. And on my way there, though, I'm driving by myself and I come around Courthouse Corner there on Main Street. going towards Summers.
Courthouse Corner, is that what it's called?
I thought that's what it was called.
I don't know. I just don't like going...
But
I'm wrecked on that road.
I see this guy walking by himself with a huge picket sign. Just one dude protesting. I don't even know what
the time was this?
This was...
was this like after you call me?
Yeah, it was right around 5 o'clock. But check this
one
out.
One guy.
One guy. Gigantic fucking picket sign. And it said, if you died tonight, where would you be? Heaven or hell?
Wow.
So I'm just, it's like just one guy, and I'm like, holy shit, dude, what are you doing? Like, why? Usually when people go to picket something, they're protesting something. He was just out there like, just, hey, if you died right now because you're looking at this sign and not at the road, where would you go, heaven or hell? So, I don't know. It just seemed weird that it was just one guy in this place that has nothing to do with anything at all. Just a random spot by himself walking with this giant sign. So, it got me thinking, though. If I died tonight, where would I go?
I don't know. Where the fuck would you go, Matt?
Where
you
would you go,
me.
Matt?
Would
you go to heaven? Would you make that last-minute repentance and believe and go up?
I would do my best. I mean, you know, my beliefs are my beliefs. Like, I don't really believe in heaven and hell as the Bible. You know, hell is where you go for eternal damnation.
Brimstone and fire,
and you're poked by little demon bastards. All of it. I think hell is like, you know, like drunken margarita night for secretaries singing Michael Bolton karaoke.
The office
like
party.
Yeah, the office party. Or like working at like Sykes eternally, and the wheel just never goes unwrapped. You just cook food.
Nice.
All, I would fucking
like,
I
mean, a modern day Prometheus pushing his rock to the top of the hill, and then just, he gets to the top and it crumbles and he has to start all over.
Yeah, exactly.
Was that Prometheus? I don't know.
No, Prometheus brought fire.
No, that was... Oh, yeah, it was. You're wasn't thinking, it? Prometheus was the guy chained to the rock, and the ravens came and picked
Prometheus,
out his...
Well, I took mythology in high school. Prometheus is the guy... Oh, right. Prometheus is the guy where the gods are like, hey, this is fire, but don't take it to the humans, because we don't even know about it. He goes, well, fuck that, dude. I'm going to do what I want.
I'll do what I want. You don't know me, bitch. Yeah. I'm Prometheus, bitch. I'll do what I want.
And like a five-year-old, he takes it down there, and he goes, hey, guys, look, it's fire. Then they got fire, and yeah, he got chained to a rock and let the ravens and the crows and whatnot pick it up.
Okay, well, like that other dude. I think hell for me would be being stuck behind a school bus that's on a highway, and you can go to pass... But, oh, MDS says Sisyphus was the guy pushing the rock.
And thank you.
I'm going to believe him because he is an old wise man.
Ellie, how old are you?
He's probably in his 30s or something. I don't know. I met him
once.
He's
that fucking old, man.
No, well, I think he's old. I was being nice.
Well, thank you for that.
But no, so I think, hell for me would be being stuck behind the bus. And every time the bus starts going, there's cars coming, so you can't pass.
Oh,
but
man.
Then when the bus stops, there's no cars coming. So I think that would be my hell, is just constantly being stuck
and
in back of this
cop
bus.
Right and, behind you, so you can't pass on the
and
double
there's
lines.
Always kids getting off, and it just never ends, and that would be hell.
Yeah,
either that or working in a retirement home. I think that would be hell as well.
I don't know, retirement home. When I was in Job Corps, man, when I did off the job training, I went to this old folks' home, and man, they're really nice. I had this one lady every day; she made cookies, and she'd always give me cookies and milk on my break.
Nice. So the next thing I saw, this was a weird fucking trip. Like, you know, the past few days have been pretty, nothing really out of the ordinary. But so I get to Main Street finally, and I'm behind this car, and it's a Monte Carlo, a newer one.
Nice.
And the whole back window, you know how sometimes people will tint their windows, but it'll be a picture of something?
Yeah, like the flag on the old, on the Fords.
Just like that. Yeah. But this, it was a big, giant picture of a cat. But just the face. Like
the whole back window was
the whole thing was covered with just this
you should do that with your cat.
It's just a huge giant cat face. It's just you have this Monte Carlo and you're like, excuse my face. But you're like, hey honey, what do you think about getting the windows tinted? He's like, yeah,
we're
that's
gonna
a good idea.
Put Snuggles on there, though.
Let's put the picture of our fucking cat on there. It was just the most ridiculous. Like, I like cats and shit, but I'm not driving around with a fucking big giant window tint of my cat's face staring right back at you like, God, I hate my fucking life. It was just fucking ridiculous.
What did it have, like, the ordinary cat face? Was the head kind of tilted?
It was just totally, like, you took a picture of my cat's face and blew it the fuck up.
Why would you drive around with something like that, man?
That's like the people that
have ridiculous.
That's the same kind of people that have Honda Accords, and on the back of their car it says Accord on it. It's like, oh wow, yeah. Hey, is that an Accord? Oh yeah, it is. You know how I know that? Because it fucking says Accord on it. It's like, why do people fucking do any of that stupid
shit? I've seen a lot of those things too. Like, I seen one guy had his whole back window. He had a McCain 08 on the back of his window, and it was like it was painted on there. It was meant to do it because this guy obviously thought McCain was going to be president.
Yeah, I see that.
Do you know? Have you seen it?
No, I've seen like 10 cars a day that still have their McCain paint, but that doesn't surprise me anymore because I still see cars driving around with
Bush Cheney
stickers on it.
Yeah.
It's like I can understand putting stickers on your car. We've talked about this before. Things, you know, like bumper stickers or things you like. But that shit is not permanent. Even if they win in 4 years, you're probably still going to have that car. And now it just seems weird that you would put something permanent on your car, a sticker of something that's not that permanent. You know, it's like it's the same as saying like a sticker that says, oh, my kindergartner is better than yours or something. It's like, well,
my kid's an honor roll student.
Next year, they're not going to be a kindergartner. I don't know. It just seems,
you know,
really,
it's funny about that. My
stupid
neighbor's kid was, when I was living in Libby, when I was going to high school, my neighbor's kid, she was an honor roll student, straight A student, like that. She went to rehab right after she got this big old plaque from the Libby High School saying the
drug,
like,
free the and drug, all that.
No, like, she was an honor roll student. She's going to be valedictorian, but she got so fucking far into meth that she had to go to rehab. Like, she,
that will happen. Hey,
she looked
just once.
Just once. See, that's what it was. But it
ooh,
was
meth.
Yeah, meth. But I don't know. Meth ain't that bad.
So then I'm going down the road even further, and I get by this kind of park-looking thing. And I totally forgot, but around here in the fall time, the medieval fighters come out. Have you ever seen that shit?
No.
They get dressed. You've never seen that? Oh, man.
I've lived here 3 years,
they
though.
Play, like, at Depot Park sometimes or down at Woodland Park.
Oh,
they get dressed
up
in full-on medieval, like, armor and coat of arms and all this shit, and then they have fucking weapons. And they get out there, and they fucking beat the shit out of each other with these, like, huge fucking war hammers. Like, they're really sturdy, but they're kind of padded, but it's like a hard foam. And when they hit, like,
probably
it
like a
looks
football helmet or something.
Well, yeah, but they're made to look all medievalish and shit.
Well, yeah,
but
it's not
like
hard.
When they hit each other, you fucking hear it. Like, it's making a thud and shit. And
I wonder if they're like,
I've never seen that anywhere else, so I was kind of interested to see if people do that in places where our listeners are at. And Apollo says, hell for Matt would be an eternity doing nothing but changing babies' diapers. Oh, my God. That would be fucking hell. Having to, like,
oh, daycare center, running a daycare center.
And then right when I get done changing all the baby diapers, they turn into elderly people. And then I got to change all, just a never-ending cycle.
What, you hate old people, too?
I don't like them. I don't care for them. I'm all for mandatory euthanasia after 65.
That's fucked
if you
up.
Don't want to go dig yourself a grave and crawl in it, then we'll do it for you. But yeah. I don't know. I don't see the whole point of sustaining somebody's life. Like, I think, to me, ignorantly speaking, your life ends when you're unable to take care of yourself.
No, that's not like ignorantly speaking. I think more of like being a realist. I mean, like, yeah, once you get to the point where you can't do shit for yourself, dude, fucking,
I mean, a perfect society where, you know, everybody has someone to take care of them, then cool. But we're in far from that kind of society.
You ever seen Equilibrium?
Yes.
Yeah, during that movie, if you notice the part, there's this one part there where this old guy just loses it and you see him take him away. That's what it is. After that time, after the point where they can't do something better for the good of society, they euthanize him.
Well,
yeah,
because instead of contributing to society, you now become a drain on society.
Well, yeah.
And society can only support so much before it starts to crumble. So do you let society crumble for the good of keeping around the old people, or do you take care of the old people, so to speak, and let society continue to function? Like, it's a shitty thing, and it'll never happen because we're too self-righteous and caught up in what's good for, you know, everybody. But it's It's the way I think it should be.
Well, see, one of the points.
So vote for me. 2012.
Well, I think one of the greatest. Well, I think one great thing about that movie was is the spectrum. What they're trying to give is, you know, after they took away, you know, the emotions with the shots that they have to take every time, and there's a big, everybody's watches beep, and you see everybody fucking shoot the shit into their neck,
right? To and all get that, rid of all of
well,
their
well, what
feelings.
It is, I think, is what, no, it, well, what it does is it puts the equilibrium, that thing in the back of your head, they shoot in there, so the equilibrium gives you. I thought the equilibrium gives you just like your center of balance and all that, which is, you know, what the movie is.
Well, that's your
center
actual
of balance.
Equilibrium. Yeah, but what those shots was is to get rid of any human emotion.
Well, yeah, that's what. To get rid of the emotions, plus on top of that, anything that brought like color or life or
right,
you know,
because
any of that they would burn. Because if you really looked at the movie, everything was black, white, and gray.
Well, right, because to them, colors and life induced emotions, and they thought to themselves that if we can get rid of all human emotion, there will be no more crime, because a crime is derived essentially from the emotions.
During the time, there really wasn't, but they had, you know, the police there or whatnot. But I thought, you know,
it was an interesting idea.
I thought one of the greatest parts of that movie is when he goes over his window and rips all that shit off his window and just sees the sun coming up right after it rained over the city. That was a pretty cool fucking scene.
That's like a blind man seeing color
for
the
first time.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Pretty much was the whole basis of it. But
yeah,
anyway.
So I'm just interested if any of you guys have those medieval guys. I'm going to try. I was thinking about interviewing them, but like I said, I was in a hurry to get to dinner and stuff. But maybe next time they're out there, I'll throw together a little interview with them with the video camera and shit, and I'll see if
Hell,
I can
go do it.
Huh?
I'll go do it.
Get in some fucking gear and shit.
Well,
and go
no,
pound
see,
some face.
I was gonna go up there dressed like a Spartan and be like, oh, this is the wrong place.
Holy shit. Yeah. I asked for 300. What is this?
Go up there, just go there, stand in line to the only Spartan. You're like, I'm going to fuck this nigga.
Just look at him and just like go to they're kick just, him down the pit.
They're looking at you. They're like, what the fuck are you supposed to be? I'm a Spartan. Well, this is medieval. What is more medieval than Rome?
They're like, first of all, I'm going to get medieval on your ass, and then I'm going to rape and pillage your wife's ass. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they wanted to be essentially right in the whole aspect of Greek and Roman era, they wanted to actually, because back then it was like women were supposed to give birth, but it was a totally appropriate for a man who was, you know, 25 to have a sexual relation with a boy of 16 or something like that, which is really weird.
It's because back then, you got to remember, the what's it called? The normal average lifespan of a man wasn't where it's at now.
No,
it was in
I think
its
their
30s
average
or,
lifespan was a 40, 45,
right,
something like that.
So to make up for that, they were getting married at, you know, 13, 14, having kids at 15,
well,
growing
see,
up. By the time you were 35, you were getting to be an old man, you know.
Well, see, but not only that, is their aspect of what it was. Is they believe that, you know, that women were birth givers. That's what they were put on the world. Were
barefoot
just
and pregnant.
Barefoot and pregnant, pretty much, you know. But it was totally common.
It seems nowadays the women have that role down a little too well now. It's
yeah,
like,
I know.
Okay,
fuck
hey,
God,
you guys can stop giving birth for a minute. Just take a minute, let your vaginas rest, and just chill, okay?
Well, dude, it's weird, though, because they say, like, every 8 seconds somebody is born, but, like, every 5 seconds somebody dies, so I guess it's...
Then how do we have so many goddamn fucking people?
Well, look at this way. For that pause of 3 seconds, somebody died in 5 seconds, but then 3 seconds, there's a new life coming.
Right, and then you're not taking into account the twins and
the
triplets
and all those freaky people who have, like, 12 kids at once.
Goddamn people.
Like, they're 12 tuplets.
You're right.
I love them all. They're so great.
Excuse me.
They're such good kids.
The last thing that I kind of want to talk about before we do some confessions, and if you had anything to talk about... You know how the other day I was saying, you know, the power went out and then it came back on and I had no water. And so I called the landlord and shit. And I was getting pretty pissed because, you know, the water.
You're saying something about you couldn't shower. Yeah.
Yeah. I only get to shower like once a week. And it's like playing Russian roulette. Am I going to get cold water, warm water, or no water at all? Sometimes it'll stay nice and warm and then just totally turn off. And then sometimes it'll just be freezing cold. And it's always right when I have soap in my eyes.
Oh,
right,
man.
When I'm at my most vulnerable, you know? And then it's like, do I bite my tongue and take the freezing cold water and watch my dick try and crawl up into my asshole?
No, my girlfriend pulled some shit like
that.
Or do I
just wait and hopefully it'll warm up? So there was no water. I called him. He was gonna have a guy come and fix it, and he asked me to leave my apartment open. And one of the weird things he said, he's like, yeah, it's cool, you can just leave it unlocked or leave me the key. I promise I'm not gonna snoop through your stuff. Like, why would you even say that? Like, who's like, hey, so you want to just go ahead and leave the door open to your place? I'll get in, do what I need to do. But hey,
I'm not going
to
smell your underwear.
I promise I'm not going to dig through your stuff. I'm definitely not going to look in your fucking room. Like, it just seemed weird. Just out of nowhere, he's like, oh, and you can trust me. I'm not going to snoop through my your stuff. So it's like, you know, I wasn't even thinking about that. But now I kind of am. Are you going to? So, you know, I go to work, I leave the door open, and I tell him, I'm like, give me a call. Give me a call when you...
tell a little bit of your drink.
Yes, please. I'm like, so give me a call when you guys are done so I know that, you know, it got fixed and shit. And I didn't get a call all day. I get home, and the door's still unlocked. So I'm like, oh, cool. He probably didn't even fucking show up. I go in the bathroom, and I have water now. So I'm just thinking, okay, whatever... What the fuck is
your cat doing?
The cat's like just laying there on its back, spread eagle, just chilling. Fucking weirdest cat ever. Sorry. So I figured they maybe just didn't need to get up in my apartment to fix whatever the problem was. So that's cool and shit. And I don't hear from him at all until today. I come home because I had a lakeside route today. So I came here, had to take a shit. I'm fucking taking a dump, and I hear a knock on the door. And I'm like, okay, whoever it is, I don't need to talk to him. I'm taking a dump. And then I hear it again, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And I just stay quiet, and I'm taking a dump. And all of a sudden, I hear the door open, and I hear, you know, this voice, hello, Matthew, are you in here? I'm like, yeah, I'm in the bathroom. And then because I have two doors, I have a mudroom, and then you open the second door, and that goes into the living room. So he opens the second door, so now he's into my place, and I'm, like, sitting on the toilet, just taking a shit, and I, like, reach my head up, and I'm like, oh, hi, Bob, I'm just taking a dump, and he's like, oh, sorry. He's like, so is the water working now? And I'm like, well, it's on in the bathroom, but it's still complete shit in the shower. And he basically just... I have this, like, five-minute conversation with my landlord while I'm on the fucking shitter. This guy that I've seen a total of four times in my whole life, now one of those four times I have seen him, I've been on the shitter. So I just kind of appreciated that today.
You know, that's kind of funny when he's like, I won't go through your shit. You ever see that movie You, Me, and Dupree?
Yes.
I like that part when he's all like, you guys are married, go upstairs, I know what you guys have to do, I know when you're married, you gotta experiment, do your sexual horizons, it's okay, I won't listen.
I just want to throw that out there.
It's just so fucked up that he would be like, I'm not going to go through your shit.
I'm not going to listen, and I'm definitely not going to come up there and put my ear to your door.
You know what was weird?
Oh, God. That I was talking to him while I was taking a dump?
Well, that too, that's kind of like, weird. It's like you ever have your buddy stay over, something like that, and it's like, you got your buddy there and your girlfriend. You have your girlfriend over, something,
and she has to take a dump.
No, and like, you guys are having sex, whatever, and it's like your friend's out there in the living room. You think he's ever listening?
Oh, for sure, because I've been that friend that has been in the
such
living room,
a sinner.
And it's so funny because you always hear the dreaded do you think they can hear us? And the guy's always like, no, honey, it's okay. And then they go on being a little louder than they were before. And you're just sitting there the whole time either doing what I do and jerking off, you know, taking advantage of the situation, or you're just laying there being awkward.
Well, it was really weird because, my buddy Jesse had this two-bedroom apartment. And this is kind of back when I was just got back from New York and I was living back at home for a little while. Well, it had me and him went out to this party. We picked up these two girls and brought them back. And we had our friend Alan with us. We all called him Boo Boo because he was like, you know, he was just like the little tag along guy.
Hey, Boo Boo.
Yeah, he was kind of
get some picnic baskets.
He was kind of dumb shit, dude. Like,
that's, you know, my Yogi impression.
Hey, Boo Boo. You think the bridge?
Hey, Boo Boo.
Okay. But you know, it was just like he was one of those socially awkward fucking douchebags. You know what I mean? So anyway, we're sitting there. We go back to the apartment, and we have these two girls, and I took one room. He took the other one. Well, we're getting all done. We freaked with these girls, and we're going to go outside, and we're going to smoke a joint and all that shit and talk to our phone. We were just drunk and horny. We're going to have more. Well, we went out there, man, and the funny thing was is that when we opened up the door, I was the first one to come out, and, like, me and Jesse wanted to have a race, my buddy, see who, you know, who could finish first. So
last one to jerk off on the cracker has to eat it.
Well, it was just
bro. What I like to call broing down.
Broing down.
Broing
yeah,
down.
Yeah. Well, it was just
going
like,
down to bro town.
We knew these two girls. They were from out of, you know, they were from Troy or from Libby, and we had like this party, whatever.
They grow them good up in
they
them
grow,
parts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you ever need a chick to cut firewood after she's got done working her day job, you go to Libby.
Yep, that's I love them, dude. We make them proud. We make them good. We make them strong.
And chances are they don't have kids up there because they're the kind of women that insist on having abortions. That's a real woman. She knows.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we had a race, whatever. We came out there and we seen like kind of always been in the back of my head. We seen our buddy. It looked like him buttoning and zipping his pants up really quick.
Like
he was sitting
coming.
There fucking smacking his potty here and the door opened up and I just caught the end of it. Looked like he zipped his pants up, but I wasn't.
It's not
sure.
What it looks like. I promise.
No, like he had a look on his face, but we didn't say anything. We went out there, fucking slammed some more beer and went back and we fucking tagged those two bitches. And then we took him home before that. Cause I was talking to Jesse about it and he was like, well, I don't know, man. And I was like, we need to get him out of here because one of the girls, like me and this girl walked out together and we both seen it and she looked at me really fast and then she looked at him.
Like, what?
Yeah, she was like, what? Well, he was kind of a fucking douchebag, but.
That will happen. All right. Well, you ready to get into a little anonymous confessions here? excuse me. That's
you
good.
Reached the jam hole. You know what to do.
Beep.
You ever seen Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny?
No,
it's
I have
so
not.
Funny. He's like, you reached Cage. You know what to do. He puts out a big hit. It's just, it's funny. So yeah, we're gonna do a little stories here, do a little confessions, and hopefully have some raging.
I think there
clues.
Will be some clues.
All right, we'll put it down.
I ate my roommate's canned soup.
Oh, you motherfucker, I hate that.
And replaced it with a cheaper brand. That is fucking...
You cheap bastard.
You eat the Campbells and replace it with the Western Family? That is some fucked up shit, dude. That's like fucking eating the cup of noodles and replacing it with the ramen. It's like,
well, it's
what
like,
the fuck?
You've had roommates, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
I hate it.
I'm glad it's just me and my girlfriend now, but man, when I
it's
used to
nice,
live...
It's nice, isn't it?
It is because, you know, like, it's just like whatever we both, you know...
It's like, hey, did you eat the last can of soup?
No.
Yeah, honey, but I cooked it for us. Oh, right, you did.
Well, no.
Like, bros don't bro down like that. It's you wait till
not
your bro hound's in bed sleeping, and you go in with your stash.
Beat him with a sock of fucking
quarters. Yeah, dude, with your fucking stash of Western Family, you go up there, you snake all the Campbells, put in the Western Family, and then you go back to your room where you got your little Coleman stove.
Little Coleman stove.
Just
your
fucking
George Foreman grill.
I pretend that I don't know the difference. Or I pretend that don't know the difference because he's too nice to say anything about it. That's a shitty place to be. Like having a roommate that just sucks, but you're too nice to be like, hey, you fucking suck. It fucking sucks living with you. Just get your shit and get the fuck out of here.
But I'm on the lease. Yeah. I'm the head leaseholder.
So
oh.
You're the one living on the couch.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
You know, well, that was one thing, too, man. I was like, when I lived with my buddy Roland and Garrison, I lived with these two twins, and I swear one of them was a fucking homo, dude. He's a closet case homosexual. It had to be. But, man, I would go and buy food, and it'd be gone. Like, they would just eat it. Like, I bought a whole thing. I bought a shitload of those microwavable burritos and all that shit. Get off work, they're gone. They're gone. Do they replace them? No. Do they do their own dishes? Fuck no. So
fuck no.
I got pissed off and put all the dishes and all the fucking shit in the fucking bathtub where they showered and shit, and I didn't clean it up.
Nice.
That's revenge.
Fucking A, dude. And that... If you're old enough to be out on your own and living with people, that's just... Like, who does that? That's
dude.
Like... The kind of roommate that'll just eat all your food and not even replace it and not do the dishes, not have the laundry done, doesn't have a job. Like, how do you get there, you know?
I have no problem with people crashing on my couch as long as they had a job. Like, I've always had a job when I mean, it was those apartments. I mean, I lived over that same apartments for 3 years, but goddamn, every day I had to remind him. I left a big note one day on the front door. I bought one of those washable markers.
Nice.
And we got one of those metal doors. Everything just washes off.
That just says, fuck you.
No, I wrote a big letter. I said, Roland and Garrison, I'm not your fucking mother. Clean up. And I put it in big letters. And they got pissed. They thought it was permanent marker, and I was like,
"Oh, that it wouldn't come off."
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
they didn't even try. And I went over there and I wiped it off with my hand. And I was like, "Are you guys fucking? Do you think I'm that irresponsible?" But another thing too, it's like he would spill. Like he dropped a fucking jar of jam on the ground, and he didn't even clean it up. We were gone for 2 days. Me and Roland were gone for 2 days, and Libby, dude, and like it was still there. He didn't clean it up.
That's awesome.
They're fucking gross.
20 Cunt says, "Oh man, I know this kid who came out of the closet to my friends. It was so awkward."
They come out and so, "Oh, you wanted something
well,
more
hold
awkward
on. That's,
than that?"
That's not the kind of thing you just spring on people. Like you
so
need,
guys, I like cock. What do you think?
Yeah, you need to fucking test the waters first. You need to be like, "So, hey guys, have you ever, oh, I don't know, maybe thought about like kissing a guy?" If they're totally like, "No, ew, gross."
Me neither. I was just fags around.
I was just making sure you guys weren't fags. All right.
You know what's funny?
Bros.
Sean had a friend in New York who came out to him one time, and he did it like he was a big computer nerd, kind of like you know, but like. He was like, that's all he played was Warcraft.
He trapped in the world of
he
Warcraft?
He was like, dude, I'm talking like this kid just wore the same clothes every day, washed him, but was just very, you know, kept to himself, whatever. Well, it was kind of weird because Sean and them would always stay at his house. They played Magic the Gathering and all that shit.
Walk down the street holding hands.
Well, no,
yeah,
like,
we thought,
you know,
it was weird.
Well, this is what happened. Like, it wasn't until Sean moved back to New York. And I guess this guy, his name was Aaron Bedford, fucking.
Jesus, dude.
I don't give a shit. I hated him, dude. He was a fucking faggot.
And his phone number is 40675.
New York, so. Well, anyway, I guess he sent them a picture of him naked sitting on a chair.
And then
wrote back and goes, "Oops, I sent you the wrong one. But you guys, that's how I am." And like he had like
you could
he
hear-
had no, it was like a picture of him and some other guy naked together on a chair. And he goes, "Well, that's how I am." We come to find out that his boyfriend who he had was 15 fucking years old. This guy was 26.
Ouch, you
so
lose.
I went back to New York and just ridiculed this bag mercilessly.
And long story short, he killed himself.
No, actually, he didn't kill himself, but he tried to call me a name. I was like, "Shut up, dude." I was like, "You're a fucking pedophile fag.
At least I'm not going to die. Because I'm a careless fairy."
I know, right?
Words have never been so true. 20 Cunt says, "Oh, he sprung it on them. They were sort of suspicious, but he never hinted at it."
So how did he come out? Was it just like, "So guys,
So hey guys,
want a hand job?
Who wants to suck my cock?" No, oh, just kidding. But I'll suck your cock. Right? Okay. That's weird.
My condolences.
I'm very happy in all other aspects of my young life. 20 years. Not too young. Not that old, but, you know. Very happy in all other aspects of my young life. So that kind of goes to say that maybe there's one aspect I'm not so happy with. What do you think that might be? What aspect? What aspect of people's lives are they generally the most not satisfied with?
Well, I mean,
come on, shot in the dark,
fucking shot in the dark. Oh God,
love life. You are absolutely correct.
Damn, yay! Some
except for my love life, which is
I don't even know
completely non-existent.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
I don't know what it is to love someone in a relationship sense. I don't even know how to just ... go about it. To begin dating after all this time, I'm scared. Don't be scared.
I'm scared.
Don't be scared. It's just pussy. I'm scared of it happening and scared of it not ever happening. Holy shit. Can you imagine the frame of mind you have to be in to be afraid of something happening and afraid of that same thing not happening?
I guess, yeah,
like,
I
at the same time?
That's like going to, like, I don't know. I guess you could picture it as, like, him going to a relationship is like going to a new school. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like he's new to it. But, like, I don't really know because I lost my virginity to my 16-year-old lesbian friend in high school. Who
she's like, hey, your brother wants me to do you this little favor.
No. It was actually, she came up, it was my 14th birthday. I'll never forget. She was hot as fuck, too. I mean, she was.
Did she just jump out of cake singing happy birthday?
No. What happened was, I was sitting there, I was just really depressed because, you know, it was like my second year up there. I really haven't made any friends in almost 2 years, dude. I was still like the fucking redneck dude who moved to fucking the city, and everybody's like, that guy's just some dumb sheep fucker. And, you know, but we were hanging out. She used to live next door to me. I lived in this apartment complex. She was really fucking cute, dude. She kind of looked like my girlfriend now, but she was a little bit shorter and had a bigger ass, like a nicer ass.
Right.
But.
Did you hear that? Matt's girlfriend.
No, my girlfriend's, I love her, dude.
We should have left the stream on at your house so she could listen in.
I would hate you so much. But no, she came up to me and she was like, so what do you want for your 14th birthday? And I was like, well, you know, I tried and tried to lose my virginity and that's what I want. If you can get me laid. And she goes, well, Matt, I tell you what, I'll teach you what I know about sex. And I was like, fucking sweet.
Nice, dude.
But I don't know, I feel bad for this guy if he can't. Well, yeah, fine. How do you not do it, dude? I mean, are you asexual or something, dude? Fucking go up there.
Well, no.
Drop your pants and go, hey, what do you think? You want it? Huh?
You know, any takers. Go in once.
Could be in such a little.
Go in twice.
Bitch about it.
Yeah, it's like you're scared of it not ever happening, but you're scared of it happening at the same time. Like, that just blows my fucking mind.
Sex?
I think he's probably talking about sex. It can be so frustrating seeing all of my peers, my family and friends go about their love lives so easily that I often feel nauseated. It makes me want to puke. I just want to be held close sometimes and to be touched intimately. Just touch me, please. Not necessarily sex. Of course not. I don't want to rush into things, you know.
Whatever, dude.
We'll just see where it goes. I can get this without much effort.
Wait, he can get sex without much effort, but people, he can't get love.
Women are throwing their pussies at me. Like, I walk through the halls at school, and I have to wear catcher's gear. Because it's like nothing but just airborne pussy just from the left and from the right, and I go to open my locker and it's like boom, pussy everywhere, and I just, you know, it's not that. That's not what it is. I'm scared. I'm embarrassed to even tell anyone this problem, except for the internet, of course.
Yeah, because everybody else who reads the fucking internet.
As I've been lying about it to everyone I know for several years. Cause everyone always is like coming up to him and being like, so hey, how's about that love life? Oh, right.
Just feel awkward when you're talking. Yeah, me and my girlfriend, we're so in love.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry, Johnny.
I don't have one of those. Never mind. I was thinking of someone else.
So what? This guy has no problem getting laid, but he's got a problem falling in love.
Right. Sounds like.
What the hell are you worried about, dude? What is sex without love? It's just sex.
I guarantee if you fuck one of them long enough, you will know what it's like to be in love. Because, like, it'll be great at first, but then after you fuck them long enough, you'll just be like, all right, and I'm bored.
Well, he should.
And that's what love is.
He should do a scientific research. Get a picture of a naked girl and a picture of a naked man. Whatever which one you feel more comfortable looking at, that's what you're in love with.
That's right. You have to time yourself jerking off to each one separately, not at the same time. And then whichever time is quickest, that's the side you should play for. Yeah.
Well,
that's the team
you're
on.
Sometimes in the morning, you know, I kind of hurry myself and I get off a little too fast. And
well, you'd
my
have
girlfriend
to
gets a little pissed about it sometimes. She goes, are you fucking serious? I'm like, what? I'm selfish.
20 Cunt says, holy shit, that's the same thing I did. 16-year-old lesbians are no good. Just letting everyone else know. But they fuck good.
They do, but rape is different.
That's what I did. I was just like, can I show you my dick? And then she was like, let's fuck. Retardedly simple. Nice, 20 cunts. That's
good job. I'm glad I'm not the only one out there.
I know, right?
I mean, I felt pretty proud. I got to fuck a lesbian. Don't get me wrong.
You figure out of all these listeners we have, at least one would know exactly what that's like.
I'm so glad somebody shares my fucking joy and happiness of fucking a 16-year-old dyke.
I'm stuffing my face right now. And when I'm done, what do you think's going to happen when I'm done?
He's going to throw it up.
I'm going to throw it all up. Yes.
Wow. Called it.
That's amazing. I like how, like, not only are they talking about that, but that's like their confession. They're like, you know, I feel better now. Fucking food, food, food.
Well, bulimia isn't a lifestyle. It's not even really a disease.
It's
just
a choice.
I mean, if you really like the food coming back up, maybe he just likes the food when he throws it up. Maybe he just likes the taste of it.
You know.
But there's ever, have you ever thrown up and it's like you see stars and all that stuff? And you know, on the back of your head, there's a part going, wow,
party awesome. Time.
Yeah, you know, but the front part, like the conscious part, is like, oh, this sucks. But there's that one part in the back of your head, you know, is just having the fucking best time of your life because you see stars and everything's just like, oh, and you
just
shake.
Just the American flag
human,
and shit.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they don't just stuff their face and then immediately afterwards go for a run. Because either or, you're either going to puke or you're going to be running, which will burn calories. Or, if you're lucky, both might happen.
Dude, or just eat a lot and spin around in a circle.
You could just puke
times.
While you're running. Yeah. Problem solved.
I've never done that, but...
I just might be the luckiest guy on the face of this planet.
Is this the same guy?
I'm done puking. I just don't want this to end. Probably also talking about love. He'll be writing in about 3.5 to 4 weeks saying, God, I hate my life. I want to kill my... No, I want to kill her. Yes, and that motherfucker she cheated on me with.
Schizophrenic rage.
I'm calling it right now. In a month, when we do confessions... There will be one like that, and it will be this guy.
I bet in a month he gets some type of cancer from doing it.
Or that.
Get some throat cancer from all the bile.
Oh, bile's some fucking corrosive shit.
When you get done drinking the next morning, you're just hungover, you're puking up, and you puke up all the fucking alcohol, everything you can, next thing you know, it's just fucking bile, stomach acid. Oh, it
like burns
sucks.
Your tongue and your nose.
Burns your mouth, and you're just like, oh, why did I switch from tequila to beer like that?
It was the other way around, duh. Watching the Eugene Armstrong beheading video turned me from a Christian into an atheist. That's all it takes.
Wow.
We just need to show all the Christians videos of people getting their heads cut off.
Well, I don't know. I've seen us.
They'll be like, you know what? Maybe he doesn't exist.
I don't know how he got that conception. Jesus doesn't
exist. Well, here, let me finish it. Fuck any god that would allow that to happen, let alone command it. I don't know about commanding. Because these people, these extremists are like, God told us to do this. But
no,
that's,
see, that's a different thing, though. It's because you got the devil's influence, you know what I mean? I think that's how I figure. It's like God and the devil were like, hey, listen, let's see how many people follow me, let's see how many people follow you, but no direct contact, only influence.
There's a lyric in a Sweatshop song that says, if we're supposed to fear God, or does fear in a God make us trust the devil? That's what it says. Sorry.
I don't know.
And that totally, if God wanted the people, if he existed and he wanted the people to trust him, why would he do that through fear? Because wouldn't fear make you want to see, you know, maybe this isn't the thing?
Well, then it goes back to nobody has seen the hell and fury of the wrath of God, you know.
He'll come in and
fire will come from his snout and lightning bolts from his ass, you know, whatnot. But
that is some fucking fury.
I don't know how that kid was like. I don't know. See, that gets into a big old battle of, you know, the whole thing, which I know you don't want to get into it with me.
No, we could go through that all.
We could
fucking
do that all
for hours.
I went on it for
an
hour and a half off of my girlfriend, breaking down the Bible and saying, all right, well, why does God go from 12 to 30? What happened to the other 18 years? You think, maybe, I want to go on a trip. I'll see you later. Then some guy comes back. Hey, I'm Jesus.
Right.
You know, some boy leaves. The next day he goes hey, I'm Jesus. What up?
What's up, bitches? I'm back.
Yeah. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
you got kidnapped and
who cares?
And raped.
I guess I don't know. I met my boyfriend's best friend tonight.
That sucks.
I ended up going in the bathroom with him, and he ate me out. No big deal.
You
no.
cunt.
I'm just kidding. I ended up feeling so sorry for him. He has no family here. He's never had a girlfriend, and is generally very depressed. I just feel like kissing him. I know it's just pity, but I really do. I feel so bad for you. I just want to make out with you while my boyfriend watches. Matt, you know, boyfriend, a.k.a. your best friend. I just want to kiss him because I feel bad for
him. That'd be me saying, you know, because, Matt, you and your girlfriend broke up. I think I'll fuck her to make you feel
bad. It's like,
bad,
hey,
dude. It's like,
I just need a mercy fuck.
I just need a mercy fuck.
That's all. I mean, I think I would almost have sex with him if it would just make him feel better. Do you think that...
She was a scary girl.
Having sex with your boyfriend's best friend, is that going to help the situation or hinder the situation?
Well, I don't know. Maybe
like, really?
You can have a little sandwich action with
I mean,
that's different. But
if you guys are broing down and she's in the middle of the brohound sandwich,
Eiffel Tower,
then I can see it. But she's making it kind of sound like it's not going to be. She's not going to be like, hey, honey, can I fuck your best friend? And he's going to be like, oh, sure, honey. No
worries. Wear a condom.
Make sure you wear a condom. Exactly.
Fucking dumbass.
Actually, never mind. If I have it, he has it anyway. It's no big deal.
Oh.
I bet that's... Oh, man. But in truth, I'm not too sure he liked me like that much. Oh, well, I still feel sorry for him. Well, if I went around fucking everybody I felt sorry for, I would have no time left in my day. So...
Just some random disease.
Just a little saying, you know. All right, couple more here. I find low self-esteem attractive. That's a quality I look for in my women.
Braden, where is he?
You gotta have scars on your arms, and you gotta just be like sad as fuck.
You gotta wear the dark makeup around your eyes and put your hair.
Well,
all in
I don't want an emo girlfriend. I'm just saying, you gotta like have
some of those little emo chicks, dude. I don't know.
Some of those little emo chicks, dude. You clean them up, and it's a dude.
Dude, I don't know.
You never know.
No, I saw one chick who she said she was emo. She was like 17. I'm telling you what, dude.
Yeah,
I would have fucking hit it, dude.
Well, I'm saying we ain't racist when it comes to that.
No,
you know?
I'm just saying.
I mean,
dude,
I'll fuck
them,
emo, but
some of these little emo girls are coming to like they're wearing those like little short shirts. Or
yeah,
all, like,
well,
I mean, I feel like a total pedophile because I'm looking at some 15 or 16 year old girl going, "Damn, dude, why?
Well, I'm not
why
saying
why
that.
Why did it look like that when I was a kid?
Jesus, dude, I'm not saying that. Yeah, I'm saying it's not at the top of the list of things I look for when I go out looking for chicks. Like
well,
she's
no,
got
to
be emo, but. The low self-esteem, I could definitely see that.
No, it's just because you know that those chicks might be into some freaky shit, dude.
But sometimes you might not want to be into that freaky
shit. Hey, whatever. I'm there to explore my sexual horizons, see what I'm going for. So I go beyond and above and beyond, right?
I'm open for whatevs.
I'm like Star Trek, dude. I go where no man's gone before. Sometimes I go where another man's gone, but...
That sounds gay. It's been common with all of my girlfriends... All of them have to have low self-esteem, with the exception of the ones that it never works out with. So all of the girlfriends I've had that it's never worked out with, that's because they had decent self-esteem. The ones it's worked out with, that's the ones that are down here, down in the dumps. My girlfriend is always scared that she complains too much, but just hearing her speak makes me happy.
You know, it's kind of weird.
You're a faggot. I like to sit and listen to what she has to say. We talk about our feelings. It's very nice.
Well, come on now, Matt.
How are your feelings today, Matt?
Well...
Are they good? Well, that's good, Matt. Ask me how mine are, Matt. My feelings are good. It's good.
Well, I don't know. I sit there, my girlfriend always says she's a bad girlfriend and just... That kind of shit, low self-esteem pisses me off, dude. I mean,
well, yeah,
she doesn't
it's
have
annoying.
Low self-esteem, but she's always like she's concerned that I'm not happy with her. I'm like, dude, you kidding me? You're 118 pounds.
Have
and
you
you're
seen...
a fiery, hot little redhead. No, I'm so disappointed.
Right. Have you seen my last three girlfriends?
Have you seen my last
You are A+.
Fuck you, dude.
I ain't got no room to talk. I'm just saying.
I know.
I mean, you know, we're making jokes here and stuff. So.
Well, we're making jokes. Your last girl.
Yeah. Is listening no. right now.
Is she? Oh, I mean, she was a peach.
She was great.
We still love you.
And drink.
She don't know where I live, does she?
No. Okay, she could be telling me about how she's feeling unreasonably sad again, and she just wants to die. And the only thing I can come up with is, quote, please don't die. That means I won't get to talk to you anymore. if you're dead, we can't have talks.
Calm down. If you're dead, I gotta find another pussy to fuck.
Right? I mean, I can keep yours around for a while.
Well,
but,
I don't know. After they go cold. Not saying they've ever done it, but
I'll microwave some shit before I just throw it.
Oh, man, that's gross.
I really love her. She's my third girlfriend. Yes.
Damn.
The last one dumped me after 3 months for never kissing her. I think you're gay, dude. I have a tendency to lose sight of respecting girls' bodies and ignoring them. Ha ha. However, my new girlfriend is truly amazing. Yes. I just wish that she wanted to live all the time. She just wants to live some of the time, and that's kind of annoying.
Wow. I have no comment.
Have you ever been with a girlfriend that just wanted to live some of the time?
Well, define living, like passed out, shit-faced drunk all the time? Is that considered not living? I mean, you're pretty much a vegetable at that point, but I mean...
Yeah, I guess.
We're talking about a girl who just wants to die.
Right, a girl that every other day she's like, oh, why should I live? I'm just going to kill myself. Honey, please don't kill yourself. And she's like, oh, really? Okay, I love you. And then like 2 days go by and she's like, oh, I'm sad. I think I'm going to kill myself. And you're like, oh, please, honey, don't kill myself. And she's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, blah, blah, blah. And then
I couldn't put up with it. No, I have never had a girlfriend like that. I think I had one. I don't know, dude. I was drunk a lot.
That makes sense.
I had one girlfriend who complained a lot about how her life was shitty, but her dad gave her a trust fund and she has like $750,000.
Oh, so look, all of a sudden life is not shitty.
No. She had all this, but she chose to drive a piece of she was a rich kid who like she had total access to this bank.
A rich kid in a poor kid's disguise.
Yes, she drove a piece of shit Ford. She lived in a fucking shit place. She worked at McDonald's.
Did she do a lot of drugs?
No, she actually didn't do it, but I asked her. I was like I met her parents, and we go to her parents' house, and it's like this fucking four-story mansion over on Iron Horse.
Like, damn!
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I go in there and like...
Do you need a butler?
Yeah, I fuck, dude.
Excuse me, Massa. Do you need a butler?
Well, I don't understand, dude. I was like, how can you come from like her... Like, she came from a good family, but I think she just wanted to do it for attention. Yeah. I think those are attention seekers.
All girls are attention whores. We've covered this in episodes 112 up to the current episode.
I don't want to say attention whores. I think they just do it because they want to feel loved.
I'll say attention whores for
okay,
you.
Fine.
They are all women.
They're all
complete.
Attention whores. You hear that? All you fucking attention whores out there.
I hope someday we get married and have 3 kids and grow old and live happily ever after until one of us dies. And by that point, the other one should be so riddled with dementia that it won't matter. Because that's how life always works out, right? In TV land.
Nick at night.
I just want all you girls out there to know that there really is someone out there that really just wants to talk to you and make sure that you're all right and isn't completely interested in what you might be doing after he's cheered you up. And he might also like to suck cock and take penis in his butthole. But I just want to say, I love my girlfriend and I want to marry her so that we can get to a level of intimacy that only married couples should experience. It's called misery, and it happens in about the 3rd month. It's misery starts setting in.
Do they say how long they were together?
No, he does, though, say...
Third girlfriend, is that correct?
Right. But he says, by the way... Just so you know, just throwing it out there, neither here nor there, I don't believe in God. Just, by the way, at the very end. Like, that has anything to do with...
I don't know, man. I've met people who are like that who aren't religious. They believe, oh, when you're married, this sex is so much better. I'm like, I don't know, because when I get fucking shit-faced drunk with my girlfriend and I fuck her over every inch of my house, that's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of cleanup, but hey, it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's... That chair you sat on?
A couple more here. I can't expect you to like me when I don't even like myself. And the last one is, on Saturday night, I play wrestled with Duncan.
Who's Duncan?
The yo-yo or the donut?
Duncan or...
And thank you. I don't know. I am covered in bruises, and he says he has scratches all over his back. I think he secretly likes it. He's into all sorts of weird shit like that. What do you think?
Is these two guys or
yes,
two girls?
Two guys, I'm thinking. A little tussle in
a little
the
oiled up Greco-Roman wrestling. What do you think? Oh,
do you want the lotion? Use it.
Are we using KY tonight or are we using Crisco?
Oh, let's see. 26 says, thought Matt would like to know, I also lost my virginity to my 16-year-old lesbian friend from high school. We already read that in the chat. Don't type things in the feedback that you typed in the chat. It's one or the other.
Wait, he said it twice?
Well, no, he typed it here, and he also typed it in the chat, and I read it while it was in the chat.
Oh.
But he says it was real awkward
hey,
afterwards.
Man, I believe you.
Because she doesn't tell people she's bi, so that makes things.
Oh, it wasn't awkward for me, dude. She was like, I want you. She told everybody, man. She's like, I took that kid's virginity.
I took it.
I mean, she was hey, like, she was probably in high school. She just lived next door, and she thought it was cool shit. Plus, on top of that, you know, I knew how to.
Hey. If you're looking for Matt's virginity, I took it.
Hey, you see his virginity? It's mine.
All right, you ready to do some news?
Yes.
Do you know, you've been along here for
yeah,
enough
we
show. You know
how
I
got a quarter.
I got a quarter right here. You know all how right. we do some news, all right?
Heads, I go first.
Hold on.
You go second.
Usually you don't read stories. You tried once, and what happened?
No, I tried reading one of those confessions.
No, you were trying. It was a story. Don't bend the truth.
I don't know.
Okay.
I couldn't read.
Well, you're going to do some news tonight, right?
All
right. Okay, call it in the air.
Tails.
Damn it. I suck at this game. I never right. get to call it. That's why, because I always flip it. All right.
So you want me to put a little, okay, so it says Argentine.
So hold on. Excuse you. How do we read stories? How do we do some news? This yeah, say it. What?
This is the news.
This one is called.
Oh, this one is called
there
Argentine Man Kills Himself on TV.
All right.
So it says here, a former police chief in Argentina.
Argentina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that the name of it?
Yes.
I can't read, dude. Whatever. I grew up in Libby. Wanted for alleged crimes against human rights, has shot himself dead in front of television cameras. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Mario Ferreira was given an interview on top of a water tank at his home in the northern province of Tucumán.
Okay.
I don't know. Police were coming to arrest him when he killed himself.
So you're just chilling at home, just cold kicking it at the crib. Just fucking relaxing, maxing.
Just chillaxing.
Just chillaxing, just straight up kicking it.
Turning on TV.
And all of a sudden these cops roll up on your shit. And you're like, oh shit, son, that's the police.
No.
And he just killed himself?
No, he was giving an interview on top of a water tank at his home.
Oh, and then, right, and then
like
the cops.
A water tank is,
so
well, it's got to be at least 7 or 8 feet high.
You're up on the water tank probably gonna kill yourself. You're just waiting for everyone to show up.
Well, did you even listen to this? It said that he was allegedly he was alleged crimes against human rights.
Oh, okay.
There's more to it. It says down in there why he.
Okay, well, read it. I was just saying.
I don't know, man. I think that's pretty fuck crazy. You know, yeah, you're just sitting there all of a sudden. Having a fucking ham sandwich with some fucking cheese and mayonnaise.
You're
next
giving an
you
interview,
know,
and then
fucking three cops come up. Yo, motherfucker!
Boom.
Just gun your door. Okay, so it says, Mr. Ferrero was wearing his customary black shirt and cowboy hat that he got from the Brokeback Mountain movie.
Yes.
And told the interviewers that he has and told the interviewer that he was innocent and had not committed any crimes.
One me.
And, one me, man. I swear to God.
Was
up driving. He then told his wife, Maria, that he would love her forever. Pulled a pistol from his boot and shot himself behind the ear.
The easy,
God.
Easy fucking cop out. Hey, honey, I'll love you forever. Fucking boom. Like, yeah, it, that's nice, dude.
So this is Pack of Silence in big black bold letters. It says that.
Hey, don't say it says. Just read what it says.
Okay, I apologize.
Did you lose your spot? Because every time you lose your spot, everyone
the Chronicle television camera was still rolling. Transmitting live as the distraught families gathered round. Police who had came to arrest Mr. Ferreira at his farm came running, but was too late. He was dead.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mr. Ferreira was accused of kidnapping and torturing during a military government that ran Argentina between 1976 and 1983.
Holy shit. So he got up on some fucking torturous shit.
He got
some rendition shit.
The victims' families say the suicide was part of a pact of silence.
Dun, dun, dun.
The ex-police chief would not testify against former colleagues accused of kidnapping and killing some of the tens of thousands of Argentines.
Damn.
Who died during a period that became known as the Dirty War.
Da, da, da. That's amazing.
That's fucking...
So, is that for that story?
That is that for that story. Yeah.
All right, well, this one is called Canine Sniffs Out $500,000 in Marijuana During a Traffic Stop.
Are you serious?
And, you know, I get a Google News alert for marijuana just so I can read, you know, all the shit that's happening. Google News alerts are fucking awesome for that kind of shit. But every single time it seems like that these people are getting caught with a bunch of fucking weed in their car, it's always because of like some routine traffic violation or a taillight out or...
Oh yeah, they're like, they use their blinker crossing the line, next thing you know, they pull over and it's like, oh my God.
It's like, dude, you know, if you have any amount of something that's illegal in your vehicle,
check your car.
You are fucking, yeah, dude, you are the model fucking driver. Like... It's so stupid. These people just, you get caught for the dumbest fucking shit. It's not even like it was some fucking intense CIA fucking DEA sting. Like, no. You got pulled over for speeding or some dumb shit like that.
It was like, we got a, like, Salt Lake City, man. We used to run to Salt Lake City, dude. I swear to God, those cops there, dude, you fucking...
You don't fuck around.
You don't fuck around. They don't give a shit. You're doing three over the speed limit. We've been pulled over a lot for bullshit. We took a left or a right on red, and a cop, seeing that we weren't wearing our seatbelts, dude, he fucking flipped around and like got on our ass quicker than fucking shit.
Yes, they do that.
It's bad, dude.
I got one time when I was that totally reminds me of something. When I was working for Alamon in Texas, in Dallas, like me and the kid I was with, like we never wore our seatbelts and shit, and still to this day I don't. And I had never, this had never happened to me before, but a cop pulled us over because he said he saw us not wearing our seatbelt. Yeah. Like, I didn't even know they could fucking do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is what the smart-ass cop said.
Like, I just saw you not wearing it and shit. And
well, this is what the cop said. He goes, you haven't seen those commercials? Click it or ticket. Well, you didn't click it, so I'm giving you a ticket, dude. I fucking did not want to hear that at that point
and
in time.
Out of all the times I've been pulled over and never wearing my seatbelt, I've never once gotten a seatbelt ticket. Because I always, like, if I'm getting pulled over, the first fucking thing I do is fucking click. Like, putting the seatbelt on. Just, it's instant fucking reaction and shit.
We were so high, I wasn't even thinking. Well, dude, I was spun. I was been up for 3 days.
Jesus,
fucking,
dude.
I was just like, oh, whatever, let's go get some more fucking dope, come on.
Like, not in the best frame of mind.
No, not the best. Like, okay, let's put.
But you're not carrying $500,000 worth of fucking weed.
No, I'm not. And if I was, I.
You would deserve
fuck
it.
I would have ran.
On November 21st, 2008, at approximately 11 a.m., Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, canine deputies stopped a gold Lexus sedan for speeding and failure to display a rear plate on the I-40 west of Seligman, Arizona. Fucking speeding. I called that shit. And not having... Like, you know what you're doing today? Like, hey, I gotta get up and go move... A fucking ton of pot.
I gotta go fucking 4.5 kilos of pot.
I better make sure my fucking car has license plates on
it. I
think
my taillights out, but I don't really give a fuck.
No
I'm
big
not
deal.
Get pulled over
because I drive a gold fucking Lexus, and I'm using a gold fucking Lexus.
Is he white or black?
To transport drugs. I don't know. Maybe it'll say. The driver, identified as 31-year-old Matthew Lengal, told the deputy
white
he
guy.
Was Leng. What? White guy, you think?
White guy.
Have you ever met a black dude named Matthew?
No.
Weird, huh?
I met Me Jamal. Neither.
I've met Jerome, Jamal, Jamika,
Shaniqua, Jarul.
Yeah.
I never know a nigga named fucking Matt.
Yeah, I know, right? That'd be
white
weird.
White guy's name. Like, that say, means... though, that's like calling a black guy Kyle or John. So, you know, dude, it's like a white guy's name. Like, you ever meet a black guy named Dustin?
You ever met a white guy named Jerome? fuck you.
Yes,
you
no, I do, actually. Fuck, where's my phone?
Oh, no. Okay. No, so, he told the deputy he was traveling from L.A. to his home state of New Mexico, intending to visit family. So, hey, license and registration.
What time was this at?
11 a.m.
So 11 a.m.
Broad daylight, gold fucking Lexus just stees popping, just rolling down the fucking
speeding,
rolling down the I-40, doing fucking 90 with $500,000 worth of pot. Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Oh, nothing. Just hopping in my gold Lexus with no license plates, rolling down the fucking I-40.
He had no
Holy
rear plate.
Holy Christ, dude.
Oh, man.
You are a fucking
idiot.
You're
a dumb drug dealer.
This is Darwinism at its finest when it has to do with drugs and people like either ODing because of dumb shit or getting pulled over because of dumb shit. You're just,
like people
pardon the pun, but you're just weeding out the fucking retards. during a conversation about the canine drug interdiction, interdiction program? I'm an idiot. Lingal denied possessing narcotics, even though he remained obviously nervous about the topic. So the cop is just like, so, you hear about the new interdiction program? And he's like, oh, fuck. Please don't. And, I mean, it's the canine cop, so you know.
Oh,
you know $500,000 worth of weed fucking stinks, dude.
Well, you know, hey, God, how do you just not drive with the license plates on your car? Come on.
I wonder how many pounds that is. So
that's
$500,000. Let's
probably
say
not a good 100.
$4,000 a pound at max. So what is that? Someone in the chat figure that out, please.
It's about 106 keys.
All right.
I'm going to roughly say 2.5 pounds. That's 8,000 per key.
Right.
106.
Sounds
what's
right.
What's 100? I'd say 100 pounds of fucking 100 keys.
So,
because that's 500,000, isn't it?
26 says, drink. We need to get Matt permanent. He's getting better with stories.
Oh, thank you, 26. Appreciate it.
Right now, there is Matt and Matt. Matt is Matt's nasal inflected friend. Make him. Make him the everyday guy.
Oh, I love that.
Well, Braden.
Well, Braden, you're fired.
Step into my office because you're fucking
fired.
No, I wouldn't do that because pretty soon you're going to have to find a job sooner or later. Hey, can you just milk it off your girlfriend and just do the show with
me? Well, she is going to get her manager's position back at Perkins. She's going to be making like $800, $900 a paycheck.
Is Perkins opening again?
Yeah, actually, Perkins is opening up the day after things. That's the place that got burned down.
I prayed to God to burn that place, and actually God did.
Are you serious? You son of a bitch.
I know. Sorry.
She was making bank.
That was my bad, guys.
She made $900 a paycheck.
So,
that's fucking a lot of money.
The canine, Elliot, was allowed an exterior sniff of the vehicle. Hey, Elliot, can you come out here and smell something for
me? Elliot! Come smell the shit. I'm not sure.
He quickly alerted to the trunk area of the Lexus. With Lengel detained, the canine deputy checked the trunk and found 5 large trash bags containing marijuana buds stored inside smaller clear bags.
Buds?
Where my buds at? A search of the passenger compartment revealed over 32 grams of marijuana and several drug paraphernalia items. 32 grams? That's like a little over an ounce. How is that a $500,000 ounce?
Wait,
there's more. Sorry. 32 grams, several paraphernalia. Inside Lingle's wallet was a pay and O sheet involving drug transactions, including documented sales of over $140,000. What fucking respectable drug dealer? Like, I don't deal drugs. I might have used to back in the day. But seriously, even when I was a kid doing that shit, I never, ever, ever fucking wrote down a list of names and then how much money they owed. And at the top, in nice letterhead, it says, my marijuana owe money to list. Like, what the f- who does that?
Wait.
Are you Santa Claus? You making a list and checking it twice? You're a fucking retard if you do that shit. And if you, girls, if you go in your boyfriend's wallet right now and there's a list of names with dollar amounts next to it, you're dating a fucking retard douche. And he's probably
a wannabe drug dealer who just wanted the name as a gangster and not
right.
as a dealer.
I forget what rapper said it, but he said all it takes is drugs to be the man. That's
Well, you got, look at Tony Montana. First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the women. How do you get the money? Through drugs.
Through drugs. The total weight of marijuana buds found in the trunk came to 54 pounds.
Damn.
How many, what did you say? 10
I said 100
keys?
Fucking keys, which is 2.5 pounds a key.
Okay, so
a kilo is 2.5 pounds, so 54 pounds, he got caught with,
that's like 1,000 keys.
No, 54 pounds?
Right. 54 pounds each. I don't know. I'm stoned.
A key is 2.5 pounds.
The estimated value of such high-grade marijuana at this total weight is approximately 500,000. So
not for no 54 fucking pounds.
54 pounds? I know. Where the fuck are you selling
God,
me
you
that?
Must have got some fucking good white shit or something, dude. I didn't, you know.
So 26 says, cops do marijuana valuations. What? Oh, evaluations. Assuming it's sold by the gram for $15 a gram. It says it was probably 74 pounds. Cops used fuck calculations because they do it at $15 a gram. Well, I've seen some places.
Well, I never knew that. Thanks, 26.
Well, yeah, right? When I lived in Florida, they were selling, like, if you wanted the really good weed, the good shit, it was like $20 a gram. Well, so, but yeah, if you wanted the rags, the dirt weed, it was fucking.
That's how it was in fucking NY, dude. It's like we'd go down. It's like most of our shit came from fucking Harlem or came from fucking the old Brooklyn or the Queens. And they would get it all imported from Florida. Florida get it from Cuba. Cuba get it from Amsterdam, so on and so forth.
It all trickles down.
Afghanistan, it all trickles down. We get all around there, man. I mean, fucking shit.
That's how it goes. So that is it for that story.
Grams,
hey, how long are we in here? Can you go back to that? Your man in the controls. There you go.
Okay, good.
You want to
hour 19 minutes.
Okay, thank you. Do you want to read another story?
Yeah, I want to do this one. This one's funny.
Okay.
This one's called a cup. This one. Okay.
Yeah, you had it. That
this
was good.
One's called couple sues McDonald's over nude photos on web. Husband left phone with wife's naked pictures at restaurant.
I'm just going to go ahead and ding you for the jam hole's longest fucking this one is called ever so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Like that's the longest title?
That is the longest.
Hey, that's what it says. So it says, okay, so it says here, a Bella Vista couple found out the hard way that when a wife sends nude pictures of herself to her husband's cell phone, these pictures can end up on the internet.
The hard way, because they're nude pictures. Oh, come on, you fucking.
Philip and Tina Sherman filed a lawsuit Friday against McDonald's Corporation, Matthew's management company, which owns the McDonald's franchise.
They're suing McDonald's because they left a cell phone at McDonald's. So if they would have been at the park, would they sue the park?
It'd be a state park.
That's your fucking fault, dude. I don't know. Like, that's like saying they're responsible. That's probably why they have to have signs that say anything gets jacked out of your car, we're not responsible for it, because that shit happens. But that's kind of stupid.
Well, it says the Shermans seek more than $3 million in damages.
Of course they do.
After nude photos of the Tina Sherman were posted on a website and she received threatening and harassing texts on her phone messages, according to the lawsuit.
So your dumbass went and fucking left your phone at McDonald's
with nude pictures of your wife's snatch everywhere.
Somebody picked up the phone and then saw those pictures and posted them on the internet.
And then she got threatening and harassing texts on her phone.
That's fucking amazing.
Philip Sherman on July.
And now you want $3 million?
It's $3 million.
Yeah.
Or a lifetime supply of double cheeseburgers.
Pay this bitch right here. Pay me. A lifetime fucking food or pay me, motherfucker.
What would you rather have, $3 million or a lifetime?
Fucking $3 million. Easy, dude. I'm fucking going to Amsterdam and opening up this fucking shop I want to open up. Dude, $3 million.
Are you looking for any cooks?
Yes, we're gonna. We not told you about that?
No, actually, you haven't.
The whole goal with this show and anything that happens, anything that comes of it, is to eventually move to Amsterdam, open up a coffee shop with
a cafe or a coffee shop
where you can buy and sell weed.
That's
or
a cafe.
Sell weed.
A
no,
coffee shop.
Coffee shops are where the weed's at. I've been there, and the cafes are where drinking coffee and shit are. and probably
bars. Oh, damn,
bars.
I sent someone to the wrong place then.
So I want to open up a coffee shop with a stage that we can do this show from, sell food, sell weed, and, you know, maybe liquor. Have, like, a bar if you can do that.
Maybe
so
wine
people,
and beer.
Or that. You don't want it to get too rowdy, especially
the
kind of shit
beer
we talk.
Kind of, you know, yeah, I know
so then mean. People can go in there, get stoned, get something to eat, get a drink while we do the show 5 days a week. And then every now and then we can have special, you know, comedians or whatever. It'll be like a comedy club. But the main thing will be, you know.
Gotta
you
get Jon Stewart, dude.
How cool would it be to be able to just go to some place, buy whatever kind of fucking weed you want, and sit and listen to the Jam Hole live right there?
They're pretty sweet.
Amazing, right, dude? That's right. The goal. So that's so the life plan, if you'd care to help
I'm
us out
coming,
with this.
I'm coming, dude. You had me at
Amsterdam.
You
had me at Amsterdam.
You had me at, like, not in America.
Yeah.
You had me. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Philip Sherman, on July 5th, left his cell phone at the McDonald's restaurant. His wife had previously sent nude pictures of herself to
of
the
course.
Cell phone for his own use.
For your own use?
According to the lawsuit.
This is for your viewing pleasure.
Oh,
this,
according to the complaint.
Rated R.
Not to
not
be
suitable
not,
for
not,
young
yeah,
children.
No, what is it? Not to be, what's that thing with, oh, I can't even think of the name.
Nah, you killed it.
I killed it. Brumley called Philip Sherman's mother using this cell phone and said he would keep the cell phone until Philip Sherman could come pick it up. Before Philip Sherman could return to the restaurant to get the phone, his wife received a text message from his phone.
So this dude finds it, calls them, and is like, yo, I found your phone. Come back to Mickey D's and I'll give it to you. They leave. Meanwhile, he leaves, and he sends these fucking pictures, and then never.
No, she sends him pictures, and like
right,
he's at
but
McDonald's
he put
eating
them...
a fucking Big Mac, and is like, oh,
but
I'm
he
so full.
Put them on the internet.
I no.
Oh,
apparently somebody at McDonald's picked up his phone.
Oh,
this is one of the texts received on the phone. I've seen your pictures, Tina. I like what I saw. One message stated
spread
according
them,
to the complaint. After Tina Sherman learned that it would take 72 hours to completely delete the photos
oh,
from the
no.
site, she became more mortified, cried uncontrollably, and continued to suffer emotionally distressed. The
okay.
lawsuit complained.
Okay, whore. Yes. Attention, whore. I was mortified. I'm so emotionally distressed. The kind of emotional distress that only $3 million or a lifetime supply of greasy-ass fucking Big Macs can fucking cure. You're a slut fucking whore. I'm... Oh, my God.
Well, apparently...
Just die.
Excuse me.
Die, whore.
Well, apparently...
$3 million. Fuck that, dude.
Let's see what else this thing is. This is fucking dumb, dude. I want to smack this bitch.
I know, right?
Okay.
$3 million. Shit.
Okay, so...
She's like, that bitch that got hot coffee spilled on her got fucking $10 million. I want mine.
What?
Where's mine, bitch?
You think that you're, you know, you would have a key lock on your phone if you were going to be sending something like that?
Yeah, right. Because you know how to work that. You fucking had it once, and then you couldn't figure out how to unlock the key guard, so you had to have your fucking son do it, who's like 10.
Hey, dude, there's some shit idiot. Out there that only five years old use that I can't figure out. Someone posted a message on the website that they needed to send the picture to her son. Ooh. She also
people
became,
leaving smart-ass comments like, hey, you should send that to her son.
Yep. She also
awesome.
Became very scared after someone left a voice message on her phone saying, I am going to find you and know what's going to happen when I do. Wow.
I'm coming.
And know
for
what's
you.
Gonna happen when I do.
You know what he should have said?
That's the scariest thing.
You know what he should have said?
What?
I know what you did last summer.
Brumley refused okay. to comment. Oh, probably refused to comment, referring the matter to company officials. McDonald's officials and franchise owners did not return the message seeking
of
comment.
Course they didn't. Oh, yeah, hi, the McDonald's CEO speaking. Yeah, I'm the one that got the nudie picture. Fucking click. Oh, so is that for that story?
That is for that story.
All right, well, I'll read one more here. We'll do some clues, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Do you have the clues?
Yeah, all right, Ray. This one is called, would you undergo anti-aging treatment using cells from circumcised newborn babies? I believe this one was stumbled to us by Burger. For more than 30 years, Karen Mollison, 44, a divorced mother of three from Sale in Cheshire, hated her pitted and acne-scarred cheeks. I hate my face. It is so ugly. Everyone comes up to her and they're like, damn, what happened?
Damn, that's a huge bitch.
Quote, I never saw myself in the mirror, she says. I just saw my scars. The effect on her confidence was catastrophic.
Oh, I bet.
She's one of those women with low self-esteem that we like. I used to hide behind my hair. I felt unattractive all the time. This summer, Karen, a surveyor, agreed to have her face injected with millions of microscopic new skin cells cultured from none other than little babies' foreskins.
You got foreskins in your face.
That is fucking weird, dude. Like, silicone, maybe. I mean, that's it. I don't know, dude. Little dead... not even dead, like, somewhere in the world is walking around the dick that belonged to that foreskin that's up in your face.
You just talk.
Like, really? when does that ever sound like a good idea?
Like, it's like, hey. It goes back to that joke. It was like, so there was this girl who was born without eyelids, but it's okay because they're able to find some foreskin that they could use on her eyes. The only thing that the doctor said is you might be a little cockeyed.
Buzzing!
Oh, dude, but that's kind of weird because I would like to come up to you like a burn victim, you know? And they're like, well, listen, we can either skin graft flesh from your ass and your thighs or we can give you baby foreskin.
Little baby foreskin. That's
you
so
get
weird.
Baby foreskin on your face.
I know, right? So it's she's going into a trial of a new cosmetic procedure, getting little baby penis foreskin.
I guess, really, honestly, she would be called a
cockface. Treatment, called Vivelta, has been developed by the British biomedical company Intercytex. Leave it to the British to figure out another way to get dick in your face, right?
Well, I mean, they're British, dude.
Fucking wankers. This treatment called Vivelta, what is radical about it is that it seems to rejuvenate and restructure aging and damaged skin from the inside by repopulating the lower layers of the skin with millions of healthy young skin cells. That's like that whole old joke that like we found the fountain of youth, but every time you go in it, you have to kill five babies. It's like, we finally found a way to make you younger, but...
You gotta kill five infants.
No, not even that. You just have to take fucking...
You have to abort the infants.
Baby foreskin. No, that's the thing. They're alive still.
They're
you have to
foreskins.
Inject baby foreskin into
How
your
the
face.
Fuck, would they melt it down in a spoon and be like, all right, here you go.
Well, probably like that South Park episode where they found the cure to AIDS and it was injecting money. Like,
oh,
you just
fuck.
Fucking, you yeah. throw in like 10 or 15, well, probably more like 20 or 30.
It was $150,000.
Baby foreskins are so small.
So small.
You take like 20 or 30 of those fucking things and you throw them in a blender and you just fire that puppy up to like fucking souffle or whatever. And then you inject it. Into your face. What do you think would happen if you injected little baby foreskin into your dick? Do you think it would rejuvenate a foreskin? Because that,
you know, maybe
you could make a mint selling.
Well, it's like, you know,
foreskin.
I don't know, man.
That's amazing.
I don't really know what would happen.
It's like
maybe your penis would get like softer. Like, mine's a little roughed up from all the years of having sex, you know. Mine's a little banged up. It's not nothing pretty to look at.
It's
but
been a couple of head-ons, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's been a couple. Fucking God, I was twisted, let some drunk bitch with braces give me a head. It was the worst mistake.
Jesus, dude.
Oh, man, it was so bad. So
how
bad
was it, Matt?
It was so bad that I literally... wanted to rip my dick off. No, it just—I woke up the next morning. I had cuts all of Russia.
Holla back, son. MDS Damn. Says Velveeta.
That Velveeta? Was,
that's, it's, yeah, like the cheesiest.
I know, the cheesiest.
Right. So unlike fillers and Botox, this is claimed to be permanent. They, you will always.
Oh, you mean your face won't sag down your ankles after 20 years of having Botox in your face?
Well, yeah, because this is permanent. Velveeta, Velveeta is a clear liquid in which tiny skin cells called fibroblasts are suspended.
You're suspended. I think they're making this shit up, dude, all right? I don't know.
I'm reading it right off the article. Maybe it's BS, but...
Do you believe anything you read?
These are... Sometimes, no.
No, you don't.
Not on the internet.
Or you'd believe in God.
No, right? I would if I did. These are derived from baby foreskins donated by mothers at a hospital in the U.S. after routine circumcision. It's totally routine. Nothing out of the ordinary.
How much you get for them?
I don't know, man. You can start up...
What do you say? $60, huh? What do you think? $60.
Would you dig through some hospital trash bins to find some baby foreskins?
Oh, man. Dude, I got one. It's a big one. We got like...
Holy shit.
Yes.
The mothers and babies are screened before the foreskins, which would otherwise be discarded, are used. Once in Britain, they are divided into pieces less than a centimeter square and treated with enzymes to release the fibroblasts. These are grown in sterile conditions in labs. Can you just imagine like walking into this fucking doctor's office and there's like all these little fucking tanks with little baby foreskins growing and shit? Some of them have like eyes and mouths and noses.
Oh man, I've seen some. They're taking lab rats now, dude, right? And they're growing ears and shit on them. It was on Ripley's,
right? Like
it or
on,
not,
the,
dude,
on the
on
top.
Their back, on their back. No, a live mouse has a fucking ear growing out of its back.
26,
a human ear.
26 says, "I would be impressed if someone carved an anal dildo out of Parmesan cheese. That shit would probably stay as one piece and has a nice sandstone-like texture." I don't know what that was in regards to, but
what?
It's all like highlighted. I have to read it.
Does he have Tourette's?
No, possibly.
Typing Tourette's?
The process is monitored by the FDA in the U.S. and by Britain's Human Tissue Authority. See, so it is real. Fibroblast cells are responsible for the repair and maintenance of youthful skin, pumping out collagen to create a line-free complexion. You have to blend.
You have to blend.
What's that? What movie is that from? Come on. Come on.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yes.
Yes.
Holy shit. Yeah,
the secret is blending.
Yes.
Blend, blend, blend. Dude, his face is all purple and shit.
Yeah, dude. Oh, man.
Oh,
that's awesome.
That is a good...
So, as we age, they become dormant and many die. In trials, Velveeta appears to make skin smoother, thicker, more resilient, and younger. The treatment is not instant, as the cells need time to settle into the dermis. They need time to, like, get all situated and shit. Because they're like, hey,
they're
we
not
were just
see results on the first day, but give it a week and you'll
right?
let them blend.
We were just born. We're blending in. We're working on it.
Weren't we just on a penis? What the fuck is this?
What the? Oh, man. Holy shit. Drink.
Oh, man.
So results can take a month or more to register. Velveeta is so new that results of the final clinical trials on burn scars aren't completed. So far, it seems to work for most people, and in some cases, it is astonishingly effective. Quote, "At first, I was cynical, especially as there was no immediate effect, but over 2 months, there was a softening as the coarse indentation smoothed out and blended.
And blended.
I'd rated the improvement at 80%. I feel wonderful. Yay! I have baby foreskin on my face. After years of embarrassment, I feel free. I'm even dating again, and I never thought that would happen. I even made a confession on some anonymous internet website about how I thought I would never date again. Holy shit, this just goes on and on. When I compare my before and after photos, I can see a difference. I like the fact that the treatment is long-lasting.
I like the baby fact that baby cock on my face.
Long-lasting. The drawbacks are that it's expensive and takes a while for any effect to show. I could see that, you know, we're in a bad recession. We're getting gouged by fucking little baby foreskins. Fucking God, times is tough.
What the fuck else is gonna come out that they're gonna find out?
What fucking kind of country do we live in when I start to get old and wrinkly and I can't just go buy some fucking baby foreskin and fix that?
It comes in cream form.
Like, come on.
Rub it in.
You know what I'm saying?
Blend it.
Holla at you.
Blend.
Vial of Velveeta. God damn it.
Vivelta.
Yes. Every time I see
Isn't it Vivelta?
Yeah, I want to say Velveeta, though, every time I see that. Now.
We're calling it Velveeta.
A vial of Velveeta costs £750. And to treat two cheeks, left and the right cheek, for acne scarring, would need two. That is one vial per cheek. At £750,
what
that's like
American?
That's like damn near $1,500.
Oh, that ain't
for,
that bad.
So like $3,000 for both cheeks.
To have fucking smoother, softened baby foreskin face?
Well, for acne
scarring.
Hey, dude,
I don't know if you know. Not
can
to sound you, sick on. Or nothing, but a baby's ass feels really soft.
Hey,
what do you think a baby foreskin feels
like? Can you even put a price on looking that good? I don't think you can. Not in this day and age.
No, I mean, I saw, fuck, no, dude, I just found my old Job Corps photo,
hey,
dude.
Because you're worth it.
Because I'm worth it.
What about your...
I found my old Job Corps idea when my girlfriend did it. She's looking at me. She's like, honey, you age so much. I'm like, thanks.
In the
thanks,
past five...
Bitch.
In the past
6 years.
No shit. You're like 40. What the fuck? Hey, I had a hard life, bitch.
Oh, dude. Oh, I'll... No, I mean, you look... No, I'll even show it to you, man, when you take me home.
Well, I
you.
Even remember you like a few
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, you remember
ago.
When I was 16,
you look,
dude?
Yeah,
was
you look like...
baby face.
Yeah, I'm like 19. I look like I'm 38. What the fuck?
I'm 22. I look 55.
All right, let me finish this up here. Drink. Fuck. You know what? That's it for that story.
All right.
So let's do some
Raging Clues.
Raging Clues, a little something we do every episode when we have Raging Clues to deuce. Basically, on the jamhole.com/forums, you go there. You have an account. If not, you sign one up. It's free.
Free.
You fucking find a picture. Disgusting. Anything, actually. But generally, they're disgusting. And you have to post a clue. And the clue is a phrase that we have to figure out what the picture is. So the first clue is my hot girlfriend has huge tits.
I wonder. You know, I'm going to go with a big hairy. I don't know.
My hot girlfriend has huge tits.
But see, you could say that and, you know, they do. I want to say big tits. Just big tits.
Big
old
two
fucking big titties.
Tig old bitties. Just pow.
Big old bitties, dude.
Just fucking
pop. I'm going to move over.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to say it's probably that picture that it's an old picture that went around a long time ago, and it's like
maybe it's
the perfect girl, and it's this chick with big giant tits with beer sitting on them, like just totally ridiculous.
What if it's one of those fucking Amazon titties that are hanging on the floor?
That, yeah, I could see that. All right, survey says, oh, it's a big fat sad looking chick with big titties. You were absolutely correct, Matt.
Dude, her snatch is black. But she's white.
That is weird. She's all sad looking. Like that, this isn't my body. It does. It looks like her head.
Hold on.
Her head doesn't. Is this a celebrity fake? Who is that? Do you know who that is?
Hell no.
I don't know who that is.
Looks like a drunk girl I fucked one night at a party. It's my ex.
All right. Next clue is lick my crater. I'm going to have to go ahead and say it's a prolapsed anus.
I was going to say a big old dimple on an ass or an indent or something like that on somebody's ass.
And somebody licking it, right?
And somebody licking it.
Survey says it is. Oh, what is that? Oh, that's his armpit. So that's got to be just a big hole in his chest. That's fucking disgusting, dude.
Oh,
holy
it's
Christ.
That skin virus that eats your shit away.
Is that what that? It looks
like
a tumor.
No,
it's not a tumor.
I seen it. You know, I actually seen it on House, but
of course.
But
everybody, hold on. I just have to make this observation. I don't watch this show. I've seen it a few times, whatever. My parents are way into it.
It's
hey,
a really good show.
Everybody that watches House instantly thinks they have a medical degree.
Oh, no, no, no medical degree. I'm just saying. I know this is true, too, because like I've watched medical shows. It's a skin virus. It's like one in like 62 million people have it.
Melanoma? I don't know.
No, I don't know what it is. But no, like this guy had it on his face and it eats away at your face. It just eats away at the flesh and deteriorates flesh, bone, everything. Like it won't. There's a treatment to stop to suppress it, but there's no, like, I don't know if there's a cure for it or not. I'm not 100% sure. It was on Ribbons, Believe It or Not, too, at that, but it was also on, it was on House, but Ribbons, Believe It or Not, there's a guy who had no face, and his virus ate away at his skin, his fucking face bone.
I get
bit.
All my news from Ripley's Believe
hey,
It
dude,
or Not.
Hey, dude, you know, that's all true shit, believe it or not. It's
that
all
true.
It's all
it
true,
not.
Dude. Seriously.
Hey, Braden's in the chat room. Hi,
what up,
Braden. How was work, honey? Oh, all right. Third clue is insult to injury.
Oh man, I'm gonna
insult to. Remember, were you here that show when we
I
were
was
like,
one who said it?
Is that insult to
yes,
injury?
Yes, it was. So insult injury. Jesus, man, I'm gonna have to say. Matt changing a baby. Why an old person shits on him?
What?
I don't know.
Oh.
Making shit up.
Bloggy says, I miss you, Braden, but Matt is doing a great job too. Matt, you.
Matt of Foster,
he
Matt. Because
he can be a good one for other Matt to sound off of. Hey, we're good ones. And Braden says, can I borrow your gun, Matt? Yes, you absolutely
can. We actually have
can.
A new intro. You ready, Matt? We gotta do it.
We were singing this the whole way back.
It's put the jam hole. It's
jam hole.
Fucking jam hole with Matt and Matt and Matt. Do.
Oh, you're a fucking retard. Okay. Yes, insult to injury. What do you think?
I'm gonna say like somebody who just got like beat up and then hit by a car.
Just beat the fuck up. Yeah, I'm going to have to say
hit by a car.
Probably someone, I don't even know. It's just someone that's totally fucked up. Like, just completely fucked up. That is something completely fucked up. It's a chick naked with a dude, kind of, and she's holding a hacksaw and she's cutting his
head off.
Looks
like she put some type of, like, wannabe tourniquet on his fucking
half
arm
of him's purple.
Yeah,
the other
no,
half
do you
is
see
like
his wrist or something
Asian.
Tied around his wrist.
She's got a big old bush. Some little titties. Yeah, she does. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh. All right, and the last clue for tonight is, now this is just fucking ridiculous, and it says it's a continuation of the previous clue. Now, this is just fucking ridiculous.
She takes a fucking, gives him a hot Carl, dude.
Don't be ridiculous.
No, she gives him a hot
it's
Carl.
It's Balky from Perfect Strangers. Oh, fuck. Hot Carl?
Yeah, you know what that is?
So
he puts saran wrap in their mouth and they take a big old shit on them.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, that or just.
Okay.
Like Dirty Sanchez.
If it's a continuation of the previous one, it's her. Actually, with his head cut off. That's got to be
fucking
what it is.
Fucking his brother.
Fucking his brother. Survey says it is just the dude's head. That's gross. Jesus, dude.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. Looks like his face or something.
Yeah.
It's disgusting is what it
who
fucking
sent
is.
Who that?
26, of
26,
course.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
26 is our resident underage fucking weirdo.
How old is he, 17?
Yeah, something like that. He's
dude,
cool.
Dude, you,
he's
you
done,
are the future of America. I want you to know that, 26.
He is, absolutely. He's going to be our presidential protege.
Oh, God. He is that or the Antichrist.
Or
the
Antichrist. But, yeah, he's done a lot of helpful shit for this show.
That's
He set up the forums and the feedback and all that good shit.
Well, good.
So...
glad
well,
there's somebody out there who's more fucked up in the head than we are.
I know, right? See?
Give a round of applause for good old 26.
Hey, woo! Woo! Holla! All right, well, you got anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
What were...
Episode 116.
116. I don't know. Did we have anything that annoyed us today? Where are we going to...
No.
talk about how big of a piece of shit Mike McFarlane is?
See, I can't really do that because I never had a bad experience with
him. I know, it's because you grew up with blah, 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 but you didn't fucking work your ass off.
Yeah, like him and before my dad died, him and my dad used to
party.
Coach. No, they used to coach baseball and shit together. And when Mike's son played baseball.
I came
baseball
in there, worked my ass off. They'd call me at 5:30.
I never worked
there, and then
for
he
him.
Sold me out like a fucking field nigger, dude. Come on. Just like, oh, I'm going there at 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, we don't need you. Have a nice day. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for letting me know.
See, I never worked. I never worked for him, though.
Well,
so.
Just because he didn't give me, like, a notice or nothing. He was just, like, straight up, like, you're fired. I don't even know why. And then somebody told you that, like, I got stressed out behind there. But, dude, I did fine from 5 to noon by myself, you know, making lunch and breakfast and soups and everything.
Coming in
bullshit.
When people weren't there and shit.
Coming in on somebody else's shift that I have to cover, then let alone be my backup till noon.
Yeah. So it goes.
Bullshit, dude. Bullshit.
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 All right. Well, so,
I ain't got nothing more, I don't think.
So if Braden works on Wednesday, are you going to come do the show with me?
Well, yeah, I don't
either
have
that,
a job.
Either that or I'll just do it by myself.
No, I'll,
I really,
I'll come.
I've kind of been wanting to see, like, just to see if I could do a whole show by myself, like,
well,
just talking to myself. But I, if, you know, if I
Braden,
don't have to.
Is Braden still in the chat room? Do your, dude, why don't you show Braden?
Show him, nah.
No.
We'll save it for another episode.
All right.
All right.
It's
well,
nothing bad.
26
Braden,
says
swear.
He sent something into the feedback, but
well,
there's nothing there.
You lied to us.
I already read that one, so that's it.
Hey, what do I need to click over here?
No, well, no, nothing yet. I'll take care of that.
Do I hit this big X button? Is that
Braden
what I do?
Braden says, I'd like to hear the show with just Matt. It would be interesting.
All right, well, we'll have to do that one day, you know? We'll just have to. No, Wednesday, do it by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it by yourself. See what happens. In fact. I am going to find a computer just to listen to it.
And not help.
And I'm going to sit there and just ridicule you and fucking criticize you on everything.
I tell you one thing. It probably wouldn't be a fucking long-ass show.
No, you probably, I guarantee
they've
you.
They've been getting kind of long lately.
Well, this one, we've been running an hour and 50
damn
minutes.
Damn near 2 hours.
2 hours.
Dude, right, 2 hours.
I better get home before
right,
my
well,
girlfriend kills me.
Yeah, as usual, thejamhole.com, email info at thejamhole.com. Both feeds work, so I don't know. I'm still figuring out what the fuck to do with that shit. Follow us, twitter.com/jamhole, if you want to know when the live shows are. Usually every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8 p.m. MySpace.com/jamhole podcast, youtube.com/jamhole. I put new emo poetry, number 19, up there.
Pretty good.
All good. I will talk to you Wednesday, 8 p.m. Matt might possibly. Braden might if he quits. Yeah. See ya.
All right. Say lovey.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.